Chapter 12. Save the Titanic. It was 2 weeks later, and Harold and I were walking in Central Park. The weather was still cold, but there was no more snow on the ground. Spring had arrived. I couldn't wait for summer. Aunt Elizabeth said it would be easier to forget the Titanic when the days were hot and sunny. But I didn't want to forget. Since we had arrived in New York on the Carpathia, the newspapers had been full of stories about the Titanic. I'd collected all the articles I could find. There were many stories, most of them false, about what had happened that night. One story was of a dog called Regal who swam next to Lucille and William Carter's lifeboat. When the Carpathia arrived in the area, the dog helped it find the lifeboat by barking loudly. Despite this story being false, it was also impossible. How could a dog survive in that freezing water for 4 hours? Although the story about Regal wasn't true, it was harmless. But other stories were not. William Hurst, a journalist, wrote an article about a passenger called William Sloper. He said that Mr. Sloper had dressed in women's clothes to climb into a lifeboat, meant to be for women and children only. There were witnesses who said this wasn't true. But the newspaper published the story anyway. What would happen to Mr. Sloper now? Everyone would hate him and call him a coward. I just didn't understand why people wanted to invent stories when the truth was dramatic enough. Harold, do you remember Dorothy Gibson, the actress who was on the Titanic? I asked. Yes, he answered. Why? She's going to be in a film about the Titanic. She'll be wearing the clothes she was wearing on the night the ship sank, I explained. It's easy for her. She was a first-class passenger. She didn't lose anyone because all her family were saved. She will become richer and more famous because of this tragedy. It's the third-class passengers and their families I feel sorry for. Their lives are finished. Harold took my hand and said, Charlotte, you must try to forget the Titanic now. Think of the future. I shook my head. I can't. There are so many people with so many stories. Do you know that almost all the first class passengers survived, including a third of the first class men, but almost all the third class passengers died? They closed the gates to the third class passengers, Harold, so the first class people could get into their lifeboats. I can't stop imagining that. Who's going to tell their stories? Why don't you do it, Charlotte? Harold asked me. You are on the Carpathia and you write well. I love your letters. When I read them, I feel like you are right there next to me. Why not? I answered. Do you really think I can do that? I do. You can tell people the real story. It will be much more interesting than all those silly stories in the newspapers. I think people want to know the truth. I liked the idea. I could talk about it from the point of view of a passenger on the Carpathia. I could describe what I had seen, and I could use Georgette's and Jack's stories. I would even include William's reaction to the loss of his dog, and his embarrassment about wearing a lady's hat. But all the newspapers already have journalists who are writing about the Titanic, I replied. So, you can write a book and send it to publishers, said Harold. And what should I call the book? I asked him. You can call it Save the Titanic, said Harold with a smile. Save the Titanic. I like the idea. I took Harold's arm and we walked to the exit of the park. As soon as I arrived home, I was going to start to write my book.